Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we're going back to basics and looking at the alphabet. Now, you probably studied the alphabet on your first day of English back at school. I remember I studied the alphabet in Spanish and French and other languages I've studied, and I don't remember it very well, to be honest, because I did it on day one. And then I didn't look at it again because I thought, well, it's only the alphabet. It's not that important. How often do we need it? But more often than you think you do, because often we have to spell our names. We have to spell words in our jobs, things like that. So it is important just to return to these basics, something as basic as the alphabet. And that's what we're going to do today. At the end, there will be an exercise which requires paper and a pen. So if you want to do that exercise, then maybe now is a good time to find some paper and a pen. We're going to start by looking at the problem letters. And they are problem letters because many students of English find it difficult to either find the difference between two letters or simply remember what the letter is. So let's look at the main problem letters. A and R. Well, A is the first letter of the alphabet. A. A is for apple. R, listen very carefully. R is for rain. So really listen for the difference. A. R. Now, when you say those, you should hear a difference. A, R. Okay, the next big problem. E and I. And the reason this is a big problem is because in other languages, it's the other way around. Or the letter E is referring to the letter I in another language. But in English, listen carefully. E, that's the fifth letter of the alphabet. That is for elephant. E. And I is for interesting. E and I. Okay, let's take a look at the next one. J and G. J is for joke. G is for green. J, G. And the last problem letter is the letter Y. Now, this is the penultimate letter of the alphabet. Y is for yellow. Y. And the way to remember this one is to think, why is this letter so difficult? Why? Okay, now let's do an exercise. I'm going to spell some words. If you have some paper, write these down. After I've spelt them, you should have an English word in front of you. And hopefully you've spelt it correctly. You might want to check your spelling online, have a look to see if you spelt it correctly, or look in the dictionary. Okay, here we go. I've got five words to spell. So number one, R-E-C-E-I-V-E. I'll spell it again. R-E-C-E-I-V-E. Number two. E-A-R-T-H. E-A-R-T-H. Number three. R-A-I-T-H. N-Y. R-A-I-N-Y. Number four. G-I-N-G-E-R. G-I-N-G-E-R. And number five, J-E-L-L-Y. J-E-L-L-Y. Okay, so do you have five English words? Okay, so number one should be receive. And notice the spelling R-E-C-E-I-V-E. So E for elephant and I for interesting. Number two, earth. E-A-R-T-H, earth. Number three, rainy. Rainy. Number four, ginger. So in this word, we have two G's. G for green, ginger. And number five, jelly. Jelly. Okay. Did you spell those correctly? So it will be really useful for you if you're not comfortable with letters to practice. Practice as much as you can. Write some words for yourself and spell them. And make sure you've said the right letters. Okay, that's all for today's Back to Basics episode. I hope you found it interesting and you enjoyed it and hopefully found it useful too. Remember, if there are any grammar points or other things you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then let me know. I always like hearing your ideas. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.